Welcome to our Composites Launch podcast episodes of Composites 360 on Tour. We bring you the brightest minds, influencers, and most important subject matters to your attention. We are here to cover the most current dialogues, presentations, and events in order to bring you the most creative ideas with the mission of creating sustainable value. Now listen to our latest episode and leave us your comments. So welcome to Jack World, day one, dear LinkedIn community, Composites Launch members, and Composites experts out there. I'm together now with Humphrey Carter of Compotech, and Compotech is out of the Czech Republic, and we will be continuing to explore and find the facts on sustainability on the ground. And with Humphrey, I have found a very competent partner to speak about, for example, a very classic process that is filament winding, but we have a six-axis filament winding, a very special one today.
Thank you very much, Lukai, and welcome to Compotech.
The hard work of composites teams should be shouted from the rooftops. We're on a mission to give your solutions better visibility and reach, to make them more widely known in the market and gain the appreciation they deserve. To make lightweight construction and specialized technologies available to end users, as well as attract projects, customers, and talent, join our Composites Lounge community. The Composites Lounge community is open to entrepreneurs, C-levels, specialists, and managers who want to create a better world with their innovative composites and play a key role in the success of their company. So if you're a hidden champion who isn't sure how to best promote your work, join a supportive and innovative community, which is focused on making composites achievements visible to end users. The Composites Lounge community celebrates and promotes the best innovations, lightweight construction technologies, and sustainable solutions in the automotive, aviation, renewable energy, oil and gas industries, and many more. Get involved at compositeslounge.com.
So, thank you so much. It's been really an honor to be at your booth, Humphrey. So, can you explain us what is Compotech? Who is Compotech? What's your mission? And particularly also, what is your role at Compotech?
Compotech is a composite technology and engineering company. We were established in 1995 with the original filament winding technology that was developed by the founders, Andre and Vitek. And since then, we've been developing our own in-house process, manufacturing, designing, and doing analysis for composite structures across multiple sectors. My role within the company is in the business development, technical sales, and I also do a lot of engineering and do work on the social media side as well. So I have plenty of hats to keep me busy.
So that sounds really like a massive technology that you have established, Humphrey. So my next question is, let's dive directly into the market sectors. So which market sectors do you serve as Compotech?
Compotech is focusing on the winding and filament placement technology. And within that, we are active in many different sectors. And I would say one of the focuses we have within that has arrived over the years into the machine tool sector and industrial automation sector, which is, let's say, a little bit niche in terms of what you get in composite manufacturing. Of course, we are active in other areas where more traditional in composites, such as marine, also in automotive and aerospace. But over the years, we have developed our filament winding and placement technology to really optimize and get the best performance out of the composites that we design.
So these are really exciting market sectors, Humphrey. Now, do you have a specific example for me where you have solved the problem with the customer with one of your innovative ideas?
They've got plenty of examples, but I would say that in this case, I would like to share one of the applications where we create beam sections for one sector. So this is a industrial gantry beam. And we take the same technology and applied it to another sector. So in this case, it's for aerospace, where we took similar kind of technology where we're creating structures that are beam-like and applying them into an aero structure. This is an aileron. And in fact, this customer is a Czech company, Aero Dohody. And we developed for their new L39NG Skyfox, the aileron using our filament winding process, which is using axial placement fibers and creating sections that are then put together in one final cured step. So there's no secondary bonding. It's a much more robust structure, and there's less quality issues with manual labor doing the bonding.
Now, looking at this interesting part, Humphrey, what comes to my mind is, what processes do you have established at Compotec, and how do they relate to sustainability?
Our process uses a six-axis robot. With our six-axis winding process, we're able to do true zero-degree axial placement. And this is a process that we really encompass within our company and our strategy. Not so common with many winding technologies. This allows us to really optimize the structural performance of a part, whether it's for a marine mast or whether it's for a telescope. It allows you to either reduce the weight of the part, reduce the amount of material used in the part, or increase the performance of the part. And in doing that, we can also increase the lifetime of a part. For example, we do work a lot with the, as I said before, machine tool industrial applications, where we are replacing actual steel and aluminium parts with composite technology. These are lightweight, comparatively, beam structures, and they offer the whole machine or process, if it's a like a press line or something, within that industrial process, you can reduce the energy consumption within that process, reduce the amount of wear and tear on bearings and other moving parts within that machine. So in terms of sustainability, we offer really cost-effective and efficient way to improve lifetime costs of parts.
So the good thing, Humphrey, is you are an expert in composites. What is the trade-off between performance and cost-effectiveness? Give us a clue, because this is something where we are always struggling with in the composites industry.
There's always a trade-off, really, especially when you're selecting your materials. And in many cases, we're looking at comparing our structures with metallic structures, steel structures, and we always have to compare the costs with the weight of the part and how much you can increase the performance of that specific machine or part. We do a lot of work with engineers that don't have a composites background, so we have to weigh up these trade-offs. We have specific examples where we can offer a complete alternative product to a steel product, such as in this. This is a milling disc used for a disc mill. With this product, we were able to replace a disc mill that had three milling discs on board to a milling disc that had four discs on board within the same weight envelope. And that increased the overall process time of the cutting process, or increased the efficiency by 70%, due to the fact we had more cutting discs, and also the damping and weight of the part when it's spinning meant you could cut faster. So overall, the lifetime cost was much, much better. This particular milling component paid itself off within, let's say, a few months compared to the steel part.
Well, obviously, you have a vast experience in composites, Humphrey, and I'm really impressed by that. Is there anything else that you are offering to the market? Do you have specific areas where you have some specific innovative solutions? Would be keen to hear that from you.
We are obviously manufacturing composites parts for now 30 years. All of our winding and placement technology is our own proprietary technology. So we now offer that to customers for them to have themselves. We can do a development of a part and bring that to prototype or small scale production, and then offer that technology to the company to do in-house. This is based on our six-axis winding platform. We have our own software that we can develop as well alongside what part we're developing. So this is really what Compotec is now offering as a whole complete solution to customers.
So that's a fantastic story. And one of the key things you mentioned is you are 30 years on the market already.
Yes.
How do we celebrate 30 years today?
So yeah, we have a party.
We have a party.
We have some beer and champagne. Of course, we bring the beer from Czech Republic.
Okay.
And the champagne from Epernay.
So, okay.
Yeah, we hope you join us. And yeah, we think it's a big milestone to celebrate.
Thank you so much, Humphrey, for the invitation to give us some behind the scenes insights. This six axis multi winding is a class in itself, I would say, and very specific. And I haven't come across this myself so far. So I'm sure the community will be also interested in seeing that.
Thank you very much. Yes, yeah, the technology is very interesting, and we have only just touched on what we do here at Compotec. So yeah, have a look at our website and check us out.
So dear community, of course you will see this video after Czech World, so you will miss the party, but I'm sure Humphrey is sometimes in the Czech Republic because he's from the UK, and he would invite you. Would you show interested parties your production?
Yeah.
And walk them around?
This is exactly what we do, because we want our customers to see the production, see the winding technology, and how it's a little bit more involved than just the standard winding technology.
Come and see Compotec, their winding, and maybe there is a beer, a pivo also.
Absolutely.
Attached to that.
Where people see thought leaders bringing up the latest topics and trends, particularly in the composites industry and advanced materials, we are seeing people working on sustainability and our future. To this end, thank you for listening our Composites Launch podcast episodes on Composites 360 on Tour. With expert and engineering talks, online live stream panels, and panels at subject exhibitions, we are here to serve you with the latest content that is available in this industry. Whether it is reporting from the market front, like the aerospace or automotive OEMs, whether these are regional events spread all over the DACH region, Europe, or elsewhere in the world, we are here to cover those dialogues, presentations, and events in order to bring you the most creative ideas with the mission of creating sustainable value. Creating sustainable value means that we are connecting also the world with our partners. We invite you to join our Composites Launch Composites 360 on Tour on our digital channels. Be rest assured, Composites Launch brings you the brightest, the best, and the fastest topics on LinkedIn, YouTube, and here on your favorite podcast on a weekly basis. Stay tuned.